因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在那福音真理上的道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。哥林多前书13章13节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We just came back from China. So we were in Beijing for a whole month.
So as you know, it's hot and muggy in Beijing these days.And it's great to be back in Southern California. So you don't know how lucky you are when you return back to Southern California from Beijing.
今天我讲的这个题目叫做如今长存的。
So this morning I'd like to talk about now these three abide.
如果你熟悉圣经的话，你就会知道，你会讲，哎，这个题目好像不完整。
And if you just look at the title, it seems that they're incomplete.
因为你很快就会想到圣经上讲的，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
And now, if you look at the scripture says, now these abide faith, hope, and love.
这个但是我觉得这个如果用整段经文来做题目啊，有点太冗长了。
So because of the if we use the whole scripture for the title, you'll be too long.
但是我今天就是要讲的很简单，信、望、爱。
So today, I'll talk just that: faith, hope, and love.
其实呢，这是保罗常常用的一个。惯用语。
Actually, this is kind of a title used by Paul in many of his greetings.
我们刚才已经读了这段经文。
So we just read the Colossians and the First Corinthians chapter.
这段经文里头讲到三个，一个是在基督耶稣里的信心，第二个是向众圣徒的爱心。然后第三点讲到存在天上的盼望。
This passage talk about in the first Colossians talk about the love of God and the faith of the brothers and sisters and the hope of believers in heaven.
然后另外在帖撒罗尼迦前书呢也有一开始保罗也是这样子的问候他们。
Then you have the greetings in First Thessalonians.
他一开始他说他纪念，前面是说他感谢，现在他说我纪念你们三点，一个是信心所做的功夫，一个是爱心所受的劳苦，一个是盼望主耶稣所存的忍耐。
Because he talked about he thanked God for their faith, also mentioned their prayers, and also their work in the Lord, and their faith, and also the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第一处的经文我们可以看到那里呢是讲到 信望爱的一个性质。
So this is the whole faith, hope, love is the essence of the gospel.
第二个，帖撒罗尼迦前书那里讲的是信心的果效，信心所产生的结果。
And the first Thessalonian chapter is talk about the fruit of faith.
然后爱心呢，它也是它的劳苦，还有盼望是忍耐，都是信望爱他们所产生的效果。
Love is the fruit, and then faith is their essence. This is all talk about the essence of the gospel.
所以有人称哈这三个是福音三重唱。
So some people call this faith, hope, love is the Christian trio.
好像有三部曲在一起唱。
Talking about the three parts of the in the singing melodies.
因为信望爱它涵盖了我们整个信仰的实质。
Because again, faith, hope, and love is the basic composition of our essential faith.
这个三个加起来就是福音。
And the three put together is the gospel.
就是好消息。
And the good news.
所以我们常常说我们基督徒要向人传福音，我们到底是传的这个福音是什么？
So when we talk about spreading the gospel, what is the essence of the gospel?
有些人传福音的时候就是想吓人，说你要信了耶稣你可以上天堂，你不信耶稣你就下地狱，你会被虫咬被火烧。
So a lot of times sometimes Christians threaten people or tell them that if you don't believe Jesus Christ, you will go to hell, you will rot, and yeah, the bugs will kill you and threaten people like that.
所以有人是被吓得信主的。
So sometimes people are threatened to believe Jesus.
还有一种人，我们传福音的时候就是去忽悠人，就是去 trick 去骗别人。
And another way people trick people to believe Jesus is false promises.
有些人传福音的就说你要信耶稣啊，你信了耶稣，你得平安，得喜乐。
Such as they say, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be rich, you will be happy, you
will
have good jobs, and so on.
然后神会给你好的工作，给你好的婚姻，给你好的孩子。
And God will give you good job, good marriage, good house, and children, etc., etc.
所以这种的福音啊，我觉得就是去在忽悠人，因为一个人他讲说哇这么好这么好，他信了以后他发现哎，基督徒也有患难，基督徒也有烦恼的时候。
So this kind of gospel is basically a trickery, a chicanery, because they find out later on Christians have problems too.
所以我们的福音到底是什么？
So what is our gospel?
我们的福音就是除了我们接受主耶稣的在十字架上流的宝血，我们的罪得赦免以后，还有其他的部分。
So gospel is not only that our sins are being forgiven, we are Christians, but there are other things that comes afterwards.
因为主耶稣说我来了是要给你们得生命，是要给人生命，而且呢要你们怎么样，是一个丰富的生命。
The Lord Jesus Christ says, I come to give you life and also abundant life afterwards.
所以信望爱就是一个丰富的生命。
So the faith, hope, love is the abundant full life.
所以我们这个题目叫如今长存的，就是说它是长存的，但是我们如今也可以享受得到。
Now this topic says that now these three remain, that means there are more things to come.
它是从现今一直延伸到永恒。
And it starts from this moment as you become Christian into eternity.
所以第一点我要谈到的就是世俗的这个三部曲。
So the first point I want to talk about the secularized
三重唱
trio.
因为世界上的人也有信，也有望，也有爱。
Because if you look at the world, they seem to have faith, hope, and love too.
但是呢，这三种常常唱一唱就变了调了。
But the longer they sing, the tones begin to change.
而且呢，有的时候呢，它会带给人失望，甚至会带给人祸灾祸。
Often than not, these faith, hope, love of the world brings troubles and trials in life.
首先，我们看到的世人的这个信心，常常是不可靠的。
A lot of times, number one, we like to talk about unreliable faith.
我们都听过有一个名词叫做信任危机。
We heard about the no confidence crisis.
所以我们可以对一个政权 我们可以失去信心。
Sometimes this is cast on the government or political bodies.
我们也可以对一个产品、一个公司、一个个人产生这种信任危机。
And we can declare this to a company or product or a person.
所以有一次我听了牧师讲，他说一个中国来的牧师，他说我们中国到底还有什么是真的？
One pastor told me, after all these fakes in China, this is there anything real in China?
譬如说，如果我们能够在小孩子打的疫苗上，或是在婴儿吃的奶粉上作假，那么就这个道德就没有底线了。
For instance, you talk about the poison, poison vaccines that sell in China, also the poisonous powdered milk in China. What's the limit that you have for doing all these fake things?
最近我们有一个朋友，他差点就被这个电话上的诈骗，差点被骗了6000块钱。
And a friend recently almost was defrauded by a company in the telephone.
所以他接到一个所谓的中国大使馆打的来的电话，你们也听过哈，就被骗了。
And she received a telephone from the Chinese government or embassy.
所以呢，我们这个朋友他有两个硕士学位，而且他还在大学教书。
And my friend who has two masters in engineering and also a professor in a college in America.
他的毛病就是他很容易信任别人。
And her trouble was she was too naive to believe people, trust people.
在美国最近 很红的一个运不是一个运动很 一件事情哈，就是所谓的中国人叫米兔运动。我起先不知道，就吃米的兔子，后来还知道 是指英文的 Me Too 这个事件。
So you probably heard about the Me Too movement controversies in America.
在这种事情中我们可以看到呢，那些施害的人常常是跟那个受害人的关系哈，他常常是这个受害人的一个亲戚，或者是他所敬重的一个老师、教练或者是老板。
So more often than not, you probably heard and read the person who is being the victim is also the friend of the one who is an intruder who is doing the damage. Usually, the boss or coach or doctor or movie producer.
这些被人家敬重的这些人，他们为了满足个人的一些私欲，他们就利用小孩子或是他们的下属对他的信任和尊重来伤害他们。
So what happened was these people taking advantage of because of their spiritual or authority figure over the subject, they take advantage of them.
所以每一次我们听到了在新闻里头听到一些著名的一些学者呀、政治家、企业家或者是甚至传道人所传出的丑闻的时候，我们心里都会有一种背叛的感觉。
A lot of times we hear these scandals we hear on the news or on, we kind of felt we've been betrayed.
所以呢，人的信心是会被人家利用的。
So whatHappens is the unreliable faith can be misused, abused by people.
所以至于盼望、信望、爱，这个盼望呢，世人的盼望常常是很渺茫的。
And the second way we want to talk about the vague hope we see in the world today.
每一个人都有各种的盼望。
You know, we all have hopes.
没有结婚的人想结婚，没有孩子的人盼望有孩子。
Those who are single wants to be married. Those without children wants children.
可是我们的人生却常常是由一连串的失望组合而来的。
And a lot of times, even we have all these things, disappointments happens in the life.
像箴言说，所盼望的迟延未得，定人心忧。
And the Proverbs 13:12 tell us, hope deferred makes the heart sick.
所以我们想渴望的事情。迟迟的不到，我们心里会很焦虑。
A lot of times, the hope things we hope for don't come. We feel worried and we feel depressed.
有的时候呢，这个盼望就是真的就永远没来，就落了空。
And sometimes that hope never realized.
所以即使盼望实现了，有的时候我们会后悔。
And even though that hope comes, sometimes we are disappointed.
就像有人后悔结婚。
All time, some people regret they remarried.
所以老舍的那个他说过，他说这个婚姻就好像一个城门，在外面的人拼命想进去，在里面的人拼命想出来。
So 老舍 the Chinese famous writer says, marriage is like a door. Sometimes people want to get in the door, like marriage.But one time, once they're married, they cannot get out of the door.
所以也有人后悔生孩子。
And likewise, people regret they have children.
我有时在辅导的时候，碰到一个做母亲的，他就说，他说我真后悔生了我这个儿子。
And I counsel people, and the lady says, I really regret I gave birth to my daughter.
A son. 所以你想想看，一个做母亲的，他要心里头要痛到什么地步才会说出这种话来
？Imagine what will it take to say that the word like this lady.
第三种就是肤浅的爱。
And the third one we talk about is a shallow love.
因为其实人的本性都渴望爱，也渴望被别人爱。
You know, all people wants to be loved.
也渴望去爱别人。
And also love others.
但是呢，在人生的大海上。我们这种爱情的小舟，友谊的小舟是说翻就翻。
You know, in the sea of love, anything can happen to love, and then any moment the boat of love, love boat can capsize.
所以好朋友之间的友情，有的时候也是会忽然就降温了。
A lot of times good friends can turn lukewarm.
所以也是有的时候你不知道什么原因，就两个人就渐行渐远。
And then you don't know what happens and the two will part company.
所以当年那个两肋插刀的那个铁哥们，他可能因为他的利益所趋，他就翻脸不认人。
So sometimes you have a good two buddy friends for many times, many years, but all of a sudden they are driven by power and personal benefits, they depart for good.
所以诗篇说，连我知己的朋友，我所依靠吃过我饭的，也用脚踢我。
Even the psalmist writer says, even my best friend whom I have trusted and who has shared my bread will lift me and then hide from me.
所以呢，哥林多前书第十三章他提出了一个让我们觉得很兴奋的真理。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 13 gave us an encouraging the truth behind this story.
他说如今长存的有信有望有爱。
It says 13:13 says now these three abide faith and hope and love.
这是我们跟刚才所听到的是完全不同的一种风貌。
And these three, the greatest is love. This is the greatest thing we want to hear.
只有圣经里面应许我们爱、信跟望是可以长存的。
And only the Bible tells us that faith, hope, and love these three abide forever.
在神的这个制度里头，信望爱是可以历久弥新、长久存在的。
So because the Bible tells us only these three can remain in forever.
所以保罗所提出的这个是一个属灵的三重唱。
So what Paul is talking about these three, the trio is a spiritual faith, hope, and love.
我们必须从属灵的角度来认识它。
And we must know these trio.From spiritual perspective,
第一个就是我们现在来看的就是信望爱呢。首先我要提出来，它是从神来的。
And the faith, hope, love is really come from God.
我们先来看信心。
And first one, we want to talk about faith.
信心是圣灵的工作。
True faith is all work of the Holy Spirit.
马丁路德说过一句话，他说：“我相信我没有办法靠我自己的悟性或是努力。”来到耶稣面前来相信他。
Martin Luther once said that I have no power myself to understand and to understand and come before the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个乃是圣灵在呼唤我，光照我。
And also believe in Him, but this is the work of Holy Spirit who calls me.
所以我们的信仰是我们的信心，还要加上圣灵的动工。
So our hope and faith is come from the Holy Spirit plus our faith.
所以保罗他在罗马书里头他这样说，他说圣灵跟我们的心信心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Because in Romans exists, Paul says the Holy Spirit prays and witnesses to us that we are children of God.
So, 第二个就是我们的盼望是从神来的。
And the second is that our hope comes from God.
是神使我们有盼望。
And God gave us hope.
所以诗篇那里说，我的心哪，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
Because Psalm tells us that find rest, O my soul, and in God alone, my hope comes from Him.
所以自从神来的，他就不会半途的消失。
So the hope comes from God will never disappear.
我记得有一次我在中国看一个电视节目。
I once saw a program in China.
是有一个年轻的男孩子，他来参加歌唱比赛。
So a boy came to sing for in the contest.
这个主持人就问他说：“你是做什么的？”
And the organizer says, "What do you do, young man?"
原来呢，他是在他说他在北京已经住了六年，做北漂，就是住在那个地下室里头，过很辛苦的生活六年。
So he says, "Well, for the last 6 years, I've been living as a almost homeless person in Beijing."
他说我就是有的时候呢，在有酒吧、夜总会，有机会我就去唱唱歌；如果没有的话，有时候到街头上去唱歌，挣一点小钱。
So he says, "In order to make a life living, make living, I go to bar sometimes, sing a song or two, and then otherwise I'll sing on the in the streets."
所以他就问他说。他说你为什么不找一个正常的工作，他说因为我有一个梦想。
And they ask him, why don't you get a regular job? But he said, well, I have a hope.
他说我的梦想有一天我成为歌星。
And my hope is that one day I'll be a male, become a male singing star.
他说而且别人告诉我说只要有梦想有一天就一定会成功。
And because he says, all you just have that hopeful feeling, dream that you will be realized.
我坚持我的梦想，我有一天一定会实现。
I believe faithfully in my dream that one day it will be realized.
但是那个 MC 那个主持人他很有智慧。
And the MC was wise.
他就跟他说，他说年轻，他说小伙子啊，他说。
So the MC says, young man.
他说做歌星，他就说你的梦想要不是每一个梦想都会实现。
He says, not every dream will become realized.
因为梦想嘛，就做梦嘛，不一定会实现的。
Because you're dreaming and never may not ever come true.
当歌星要有很多的条件。
And it takes a lot to become a movie star or singing star.
Yeah, 你需要有关系，你需要有天分，你需要有颜值，就长得你需要有很多的才能够成就，几万人才能够成就一个歌星。
Well, he says you must have a good quality, you have good relationship, you have collaterals, you must know qualities of life and gifts.
所以我觉得他这是一个非常实际的一个给这个孩这个年轻人的劝告。
So he gave a real lesson for this young man.
所以。人的梦想常常会让我们失，让会落空。
You know, a lot of times our dream can be basically disappear and fade away.
只有一种梦想是可以实现，就是建立在神的应许上。
And the only way to have a dream or hope is to build on God's God Himself.
所以我们等一下再有更详细的解说。
We'll talk more later on.
第三点就是我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
And the third is about love. We love because God first loved us.
因为这种爱是一种感染的爱，一种传承的爱，不是我们自己里面努力生出来的爱。
You know, this kind of love is a contagious love from God, that can pass on. It's not something we have in ourselves.
你知道，我们的本性只会教我们爱自己。
You know,By nature, we only love ourselves.
我们只会为自己着想。
We only think and take care of our own.
所以有的时候我们很难去爱一个人。
A lot of times, it's very hard to love another person.
特别是爱这个人必须要损害到我的利益的时候。
A lot of times, it's hard to love people because we have to give up or become selfless.
但是我们的爱呢，是从哪来的？
And where does our love come from?
说这里说原来基督的爱激励我们。
And 2 Corinthians 5:14 tell us it's because of Christ's love that compels us to love.
所以基督是我们爱情的，是我们爱的一个原动力。
So Christ's love is the power and the reason behind our love.
所以第三点，我们现在来分三点哈，来谈信望爱。
So now we talk about the second point of the trio.
所以信心呢，首先我们要知道这个信心，我们基督徒的信心是使我们能够得救的信心。
And then this is called the faith. And the first idea we want to talk about faith is that the faith that saves.
基督徒和非基督徒最大的区别就是他们所信的对象不一样。
The difference between Christian and non-Christian is the object of our faith.
有人信自己，有人信科学。
A lot of people believe themselves or science or other things.
有人信自己的信心，我们中国人说心诚则灵，就是我拼命信，我很虔诚的信，就会我就会得到我要的。
And people, a lot of people believe themselves that as long as I believe enough myself, things will get done.
但是长存的信是什么？就是以神为我们信心的对象。
But the everlasting faith is only happens when we have faith in God Himself.
保罗告诉我们说，约翰告诉我们说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。
John 3 tell us that believe in the Son of God have life, and those who do not believe do not have life.
所以保罗他自己也说过，他说，因为我知道我所信的是谁。
And Apostle Paul tell us that I know.Whom I have believed.
所以我们在传福音的时候，我个人很喜欢用一节经文，就是罗马书十章九节，可能你们都会背的哈。这里说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
I like to share this Bible verse whenever I witness in Romans 10:9 says, if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ in your mouth and believe that He raised you from dead in your heart, you shall be saved.
很简单，口里承认，心里相信。
So the gospel is very simple that you believe in your mouth and the Lord, and also believe in your heart. And this is very simple faith.
有一位知识分子有一次告诉我，他说：“我相信神，但是我不相信复活，我没有办法相信圣经里头的那些神迹。”他说：“但我相信世界上一定有一个神。
”And one young man says, "Well, you know, talk about Bible. I believe in God."But I do not believe resurrection.
所以如果我就跟他说，我说如果神做的每一件事情都必须能够通过你的理性，那么他就跟你在同一个层次上，他就不是神了。
And I say that if you cannot believe God raised Jesus from the dead, then you are basically denying that, then you are no more different from God.
那么这个神呢，他比你高明不了多少。
And then this God is no more higher than you.
所以如果你相信了这个复活的神，你这个信心就是活的。
So what we want to say that if you believe the God who raises from the dead, then you are in God's hands in terms of the faith.
信心的第二个意思就是对神的信靠。
And the second part of faith is the trusting God.
我们刚才读的那个信那节经文下半节，保罗不只是知道他信的是谁，而且他说我深信他能保守我所交付他的，直到那日。
And Apostle Paul in Second Timothy tell us that I know whom I believe it, and that he is convinced, and that the God will keep him until that day. That day is a judgment day.
所以呢，你们看到上面有一个这个 sign 哈，这个是我们认识一个眼科医生，他是一个教会的长老。
I know a doctor who is an elder in our church.
It's not our church.
Logo over there.
他的办公室哈，他一进去那个柜台上面就放了一个很大的牌子，就是写这个。
And he has a plaque on his table there, and this is what we see.
这圣经上讲的，我们行事是怎么样？是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
And basically says, we walk by faith, not by sight.
所以不是凭着单单凭着我们头脑的知识来认同这个信心，而是我们全然的信靠神的引导。
So we do not have faith in God with our head knowledge only, but on God Himself.
好，在另外呢，就是信。好，这个就是圣经告诉我们，希伯来书提到的哈，信心是这信心的跨越。信心的跨越就是信心好像黑暗里的一双眼睛。
You know, faith is like in the dark.
它能够跨越各种的拦阻。
And then you can transcend all sorts of difficulties and obstacles.
所以呢，在希伯来书十一章那里讲说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So in Hebrews chapter 11, which is the faith chapter, even verse 1 says, Now faith is being sure of what we hope for.And certain of what we do not see.
所以确据就是有把握，不会改变。
So the evidence is that unchangeable.
所以下面呢，我们去看二个这个三重唱的第二部分，就是如今长存的盼望。
And then the next thing we want to talk about is the thing we hope for.
同样的，我们看到这个盼望也是。我们得救的盼望。
And this hope is the salvation hope.
我们看到世局常常让我们非常的悲观。
No, a lot of times we see the surroundings of the world and make us disappointed.
所以有一首歌叫做《明天会更好》。
You heard a song called Tomorrow Will Be Better.
你真的相信吗？
Do you really believe that?
但是圣经给我们的盼望是什么？
What kind of a hope does the Bible give us?
所以保罗说我们得救是在乎盼望。
And the Bible tells us our hope is based on our faith is based on our hope in God.
所以我们盼望那所不见的，我们就必须要等候。
And the things we cannot see, we hope in God.
好，对不起，我跳得太快了。好，下面呢，这个盼望也是苦难中的盼望。
And a lot of times hope is faith in trial, difficulties in faith in trials.
在罗马书四章十八节说，他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。这个他是指亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham was come to the situations. He was hopeless, but yet he had hope in God, and God gave him offspring.
所以有一位足球教练，他的儿子得了癌症的末期。所以他的整个球队那个球技就是为了他的这个儿子，他们非常努力的。踢足球，后来他们就得到那个联盟的冠军。
And there was a coach, famous coach, who had a son has cancer and at the last stage, and they worked very hard, and then they pledged to win for the son.
所以当那个记者访问他的时候，我那天我听到他这样子说。
And when the newspaper interviewed the coach.
所以他就那个记者问他说你的那个儿子现在怎么样
？And the news reporter says, "How's your son doing?"
他说医生已经告诉我们说是没有盼望了。
And he says the doctor told us that there's no hope in him.
但是他的回答是这样子的。
And this is what he told the reporter.
他说 "We are hoping against the hopeless." 他意思就是说。像刚才讲的，在无可指望的时候，我们仍然有盼望。
In the hopeless situation, they have hope.
所以保罗的保罗这里讲说，我们对不起，说我们为你们所存的这个盼望是确定的，就是不是一个漂浮的盼望，而且知道你们同受苦楚，必同得安慰。
And Paul tells us that the Our hope is a hope, not hopeless, but yet with the trials we can have endurance.
所以今年二月以来，中国的教会、家庭教会面临了很大的逼迫。
You probably read the news that since February, the house churches in China has been going through a lot of persecutions and trials.
我们几乎每天都会收到一些消息从那边传来。
We got almost daily news from China about how government is persecuting the church.
我们今天早上我们就收到了好几条关于昨天 其实就是中国的主日，他们教会所面临的一些事情。
Even this morning we receive a news how a government breaking up church and then disturb and also chase away Christians and beating Christians up.
有一个教会，他们还不是警察，是城管。城管进来，来了差不多20个城管，把他们的讲台也搬走了，椅子全部都没收了，然后呢，把圣经跟诗本都烧了，拿出去在他们的门口把它烧了。
So even this morning we received word that the plainclothes police, they're not even police, but they're thugs from the street, went to the church and then took the Bibles and then confiscate the chairs and then burn the Bibles and hymn books.
所以等他们走了以后，看到有一些老太太，他们一直想要从那灰烬里头再拯救出几本还没有完全烧掉的圣经跟诗歌本。
So after that, there's a few old ladies in the church try to salvage what is not burned in the pile and save the Bible and hymn books.
但是中国教会他们在逼迫中，他们还是格外的有盼望。
So even with in the trial tribulations, there's still hope in the Chinese church.
他们知道在经历这一切之后，教会会被锻炼的，会神的家会被洁净。
And they know from experience that with this persecution afterwards, the church will be purified, and then Christians will be much more mature than before.
这就是他们因为盼望而得的安慰。
And this is due to their hope in the even in despair that they have comforting from God.
所以第三种就是永生的盼望。
And the third one we're going to talk about is the eternal hope.
我们每一个基督徒都有一个最终的盼望，就是有一天我们要跨过这个死河，进入到永生。
And every Christian has a hope is one day after we depart, we will cross this life into the eternal life.
我们就会有一个得荣耀的身体。
And then we will have a glorified body.
我们住在新天新地，永远享受神的同在。
And we will be living in a new heaven and new earth.
所以这个呢，使我们在今世有盼望。
And this gives us hope in this life.
我们在世上每一天可以过一个得胜的生活。
And this life we can have a victorious life every day.
因为我们知道我们的这个生命最后它不是一个死的，不是一个尽头，不是一个死胡同。
And we know that this life is not a dead end street.
它是一条通过黑暗走向光明的一个隧道。
And this life is going from darkness into the marvelous light that God has shown us.
所以最后我们会进入到神永恒的国度。
And then finally we will enter into God's eternal life, eternal way.
所以呢，提多书那里说，我们等候所盼望的福。并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣的荣耀的显现。
And the titles tell us that while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
最后我们再谈到就是如今长存的爱。
And lastly, we want to talk about now the eternal love.
所以第一种的爱是一种兄弟之爱。
The first kind of love is a brotherly love.
所以我们看到彼得前书第一章22节那里说，爱弟兄没有虚假。
And then First Peter tells us that the brotherly love should not be a hypocrisy, a hypocritical.
这个第一个这个爱，它的意思哈，是它用的这个字是Philadelphia， 也就是费城，费城也就是用这个字出来的。
And that love, brotherly love.It's come from Greek word philios, which means brotherly love, from which Philadelphia comes from brotherly love.
它是两个字出现的，两个字组成。第一个 philios 是喜欢，第二个呢，这个 adelphos 是兄弟，意思就是说兄弟之间彼此相爱。
So that comes from two Greek words, one's filial love, and the adelphia or is brotherly.
所以圣经对基督徒吩咐的最多的就是爱。
And the greatest of this, in the Bible says, is love.
神要我们爱人如己。
And we are to love, people as ourselves.
所以有一次我们去短宣到中国的云南的一个山村里面。
One time we went to a mission in Yunnan, deep mountains in the Yunnan area.
一些学生会问我们说，你们为什么要自费花那么就是说跋山涉水，我们要坐十二个小时的大巴啊，从昆明这样绕了十二个小时以后，下了车，你都不知道哪一只是左脚，哪一只是右脚。
And we went to the deep woods in the jungles of minority people Yunnan. And when we got there after 12 hours by bus ride from Kunming, the student asked us,
他说你们为什么还要自己花费哈？跑来来教我们。
They say, why do you pay your own way and then spend time and come and teach us?
所以我们说是因为我们爱你们。
And we say, basically, we love you as a people.
他说为什么要爱我们？
And they say, why do you love us?
你们根本不认识我们。
And you don't know us.
我们就告诉他说我们因为我们认识上帝，上帝爱我们，所以呢，我们也爱你们。
And we say, because we know God, God loves us, therefore we love you.
就刚才读的耶稣基督的爱激励我们。
And because we read from the Bible that the love of Christ compelled us to love others.
去爱一个人不是一件容易的事。
No, loving others is not an easy task.
刚才前面说因爱心所受的劳苦，爱心是要付代价的。
You know, love has requirements and it has consequences.
但是主耶稣是我们的榜样。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is our example model.
所以我们的爱必须要有根基。
And love must have roots or foundation.
他就说是基督的爱，是基督因你们的信，因为你们相信他住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Because of love of Christ has a rooted in him, then we have this confidence in him.
所以这个有根基的爱就不会随便的消失。
And when you have that foundation love, you cannot dissipate.Easily.
所以我们刚才读到说信望爱这 三样最大的是爱，这个最大的意思是什么？
And you talk about the greatest of this is love. What is the greatest? What is the love?
因为爱的它是讲它的威力，爱有极大的威力，爱的这种浩瀚是没有办法比喻的。
And that love is uncomparable when you talk about Christ's love.
有一次我在广州辅导一个十九岁的一个大学生。
One time I was counseling a college student in Guangzhou.
他是被他的妈妈还有他们教会的师母一左一右嫁过来的，来接受辅导。
And she was compelled to come see me as a counselee.
所以呢，他有这种抑郁的象征，而且他曾经想要过自杀。
So she says depression and she contemplated suicide several times.
他告诉我说他去探勘这个地形啊，已经知道在广州有哪几个大楼是可以跑到最上头的。
And she even did some pre-suicide landscape, find out which area of the tower she can jump from.
后来我就问他，我说那为什么到今天你还没有跳下去？
Then I said,Why did you not jump?
是什么拦阻你？
What kept you from jumping?
他说因为他说我想到我母亲，一个单亲的母亲，这样辛苦含辛茹苦的把我养大。
She says after I thought about how my mother reared me, took care of me for all these years.
他说我不能想象我不能想象这个画面，就是我的母亲跪在我这个模糊的尸体前面痛哭的这个场面，他说我想到我就没有办法跳下去。
And she says I cannot imagine how my mother will come to my dead body on the street after a jump.
他刚才一进来的时候，我问他说你为什么要想要自杀，他说因为我觉得人生没有意义，活着没有意义。
So as she come in I say why do you want to come see me? She says life is meaningless.
但是后来我就告诉他，我说孩子啊，你回答了你自己的问题。
And after contemplating suicide, and I said, child, you understood and you answered your own question.
你的活着的意义就是因为有人爱你。
And the reason you live is that someone loves you.
就是你的母亲爱你，还有你爱你的母亲。
And that is your mother loves you, also you love your mother.
当有人爱你的时候，你就有价值。
And when you, somebody loves you, you have value in life.
这个爱的力量是我们很难想象的。
You know, love is very difficult to define. Also, think how to define love.
人与人之间的这种爱，哈，这个可以翻转一个生命。
You know, a lot of times, the love between people can change.
可以给予一个人生命的意义。
And also that love can give meaning to life.
这是人之间的爱。最后呢，我们就讲到的是舍己的爱。
And the lastly, I want to talk about the selfless love or love that sacrificial love.
刚才彼得说的那个爱，后面那个要从心里彼此相爱，他的那个相爱在希腊文用的是 agape.
And then Apostle Peter talked about the sincere love for your brothers. That love in Greek is called agape love.
这个 agape 就是舍己的爱，是非常接近神对我们的爱。
And that love is a selfless and self-sacrificial love close to God.
所以我们说哥林多前书十三章是一个爱的篇章。
So we know that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a love chapter.
他告诉我们，让我们看到爱的最高的一个标准。
And he talked about the highest goal and aim of love.
所以爱不是感觉，爱是一种选择。
You know, love is not just a feeling, but rather love is a decision.
爱呢，也不是 一闪而过的一个感动，而是很确定的一个决定。
No, love is not just a flash of thinking or feeling, but rather it's a decision to make.
所以爱能够超越，能够让我们能够忍受对方的亏欠。
And love can endure all these things and people who own us or who harm us.
所以爱是付出，是给予，是牺牲。
And love is something you give up and give in.But also sacrificial.
所以主耶稣也是做了我们最好的榜样。
And Lord Jesus Christ is our best example.
所以他是为我们为我们而死，神的爱就在此显明了。
And the Bible tells us he gave his life to us, therefore love comes from that.
所以约翰福音也说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
John talked to us about that you should love one another because I have loved you.
所以今天是我跟我先生结婚四十周年的纪念日。
This is our 40th anniversary, brothers and sisters.
但是我要告诉你，谢谢。我们也很高兴能够服侍神来庆祝我们的结婚纪念日。
So we're happy to talk about love in celebration.
我回顾这四十年，我就发现婚姻里面的这个爱情不是一个。不，这条道路不是一条，鸟语花香的道路。
You know, thinking back 40 years, marriage itself over the last 40 years, it's not the all rosy rose garden every day.
这条道路充满了荆棘，充满了一些坑，充满了一些困难、艰难的一些拦阻。
You know, marriage over the years is a very difficult, also thrown to thistles.In the rose garden.
所以如果你不敢或是不愿意为了婚姻付代价的话，你不愿意受苦的话，那我劝你不要进这个城门。
So in other words, unless you're willing to sacrifice and love and give in and also become selfless, then don't go into marriage.
所以这是我结婚四十年的感想。
And this is our 40th anniversary thoughts.
好，然后呢？最后就是爱是永不止息。
And then lastly is love never cease, never stop.
人间的爱有的时候会因为一些缘故就变色了，褪色。
As all in life, lot of love between husband, wife, and family, so on, it changes.
会中断，甚至会消失。
And then it stops. It also becomes new or disappear.
爱怎么可能长存呢？因为神的爱是永不止息。
How can love endure forever? And that is only found in God's love.
我很喜欢耶利米说的一句话，就是神在古时候，神向以色列人显现，他说：“我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。”
Is it Jeremiah talk about the I have loved you with an everlasting love? I have drawn you. With loving kindness,
所以神在圣经里头，神说我就是爱。
And the Bible says, God is love.
你知道爱是一个动词。
You know, love itself is a verb.
没有人说我就是爱。
No one says I'm love.
但是神说我就是爱。
But the Bible tells us God is love.
因为爱就是神的本性，他非爱不可，他一定得爱。
Because love is one of the attributes or personality of God's trait.
如果神不爱，神就不存在。
So if God does not love, then he ceases to become God.
所以神在我们还做罪人的时候就爱我们。
And while we're yet sinners, God through Jesus Christ loved us.
神不是因为我们很可爱，他在我们很不可爱的时候就爱我们。
It's not that we're lovable, but because we're unlovable, God, Jesus Christ, love us and die for us.
所以我每次想到神他爱我的爱是永远的爱 ，everlasting。这个 lasting 就是存在，永远都会存在，不会消失的爱。我就心里非常的受感动。
So that's why when we read about God's love is everlasting love, never changes, then I'm much encouraged and blessed because of that.
我觉得这就是真正的福音，真正的好消息。
And that is the essence of the gospel.
所以我不知道我们当中是不是有些人还在这个恩典的大门外徘徊。
I don't know about you. Some of you may be at the outside of the gates of heaven.
我们中间的基督徒，也许有的时候你对人对神的一些信心会受到挫折。
And a lot of times, many of you have experienced or felt the hardship of love and the brokenness of love.
我最近在北京辅导一个女孩子，她说。哎呀，我对神的信心都快要夭折了。
And one girl in Beijing told us that she says my love for God's almost broken, shattered.
信心好像消失了。
And my faith is almost losing and losing its way.
我说为什么
？I said why.
他说因为我一直祷告，求神给我一个丈夫，祷告了十年，神还没给我。
And she says, "I've been praying for God for a husband for 10 years."
但是我就说，你对神的信啊，是建立在神的应允上吗？神一定会回答你的祷告吗
？And since God did not provide her husband in 10 years, I say, is your faith based on the fact that God will answer or give you a husband?
所以你的盼望就只是因为你能够结婚，这是你的盼望吗
？And your only hope is that God will give you a husband and marry.
所以他说：“哎，我们教会弟兄太少了。”他说：“我们那么多姐妹，弟兄太少了，这个几率啊，几乎没有。
”And because she says there are very few brothers in our church, too many girls.
他说：“我就那么几个那弟兄呢，我又看不上眼。”
And then there are only a few brothers, but they're all ugly.
So, no, not ugly.
not handsome.
我就想，我说你对神的信心，我们不能用人，你的这个几率，用这些来计算。
So, in other words, we cannot measure expect God to listen to our standards request based on what we need.
但愿当我们想到信，想到望，想到爱的时候，我们用属灵的角度来看它。
So whenever we think about faith, hope, and love, we must see the eye from the perspective of spirituality.
因为这是神给我们的保证。
And that is the faith and evidence come from God.
你需要凭着信心来接受它。
You have to have faith to accept and believe in Him.
你就有得救的盼望，永生的盼望。
Then you have eternal life, and also you have faith in Him, and you have eternal hope.
你成为神的儿女，他就会以永远的爱来爱你。
And if you believe in God, then you will have faith, and He will love you forever.
他会让你一生都活在他荣耀的恩典中。
And then you will live unto Him in His glorious days and in His glory.
他说：“我以慈爱来吸引你。
”And the Bible tells us, "I have mercy on you to draw you."
愿神的爱能够吸引你，吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随他。
May God's love draw us to Himself, that we will live and walk with Him.
Okay, 我们低头做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
Want to pray.